Good afternoon. My name is Ross Spenhalgen. I was born and raised on an apple orchard in Washington State, and that's where I gained a lot of my experience. I have been involved in what's called the USAID Farmer to Farmer program. Anybody familiar with Farmer to Farmers? A few. And that's kind of what I've been involved with is basically farmers from the U.S. go to different places around the world and teach farmers how to grow food. And that's been the exciting things for the last while. This is just a quick summary of the 47 different countries I've been to teaching people how to grow food. Being a pruner, went there and started teaching people how to prune, but they have no equipment. So I'm thinking, okay, if we're teaching them how to prune, how do you be successful if you don't have any equipment? So I started what's called a pruning project about 15 years ago, talked to the university, and we established a foundation so we could at least have money to buy equipment to take to the villages. Over the last 18 years, I've been looking for pruning equipment throughout the world, but so far have found a lot of junk. Saws, knives, pruning equipment is very, very poor. And so, unfortunately, I have to spend shipping money to bring equipment with me, but at least when we bring good equipment, then the people have good stuff. Learned a long time ago, go there, teach pruning, teach orchard management. Walked in this one market, and it's like, wow, those apples look really good, something like competition. So you start talking with them, and then, oh, those are shiny apples from China. And so then you ask the next question, does anybody eat the apples? No, because they have no taste. And so then to help you prepare to teach, you go to the local markets, and you just start looking. It's like, oh, here's the real fruit. Here's what they're really having problems with. Then you can, you go to lots of farms, they say they don't have problems, but when you go to the markets, you instantly go, oh, apple scab, kind of a world issue. And so very quickly, apple scab has been a long-term project. This was an interesting one. About 5 years ago, I was walking through the market and went, wait a minute, they're not supposed to have the little red dots on the apples, which is San Jose scale. It's just a new recent one that's starting to show up in Asia, particularly Tajikistan and Kyrgyzstan. And so, again, just ambling through the markets, looking at the produce, you can tell very quickly what the problems are and be able to help them with what's happening. Have a few success stories. Have been going there for many years in Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan. We were pruning all day up in the trees, cold, and so we sat down. And this lady was like, what's that she cooking? It smells like chicken. And if anybody's been in the foreign countries, realize chickens are prized because not only do they eat the scraps, they lay eggs and those type of things. And she was cooking chicken. So I asked my interpreter, what's she doing? How many chickens is she cooking? She's cooking two chickens. How many did she had? She had three chickens. And it's like, no, you can't do this. And again, these are just incredibly poor people. Just, we call them the poor of the poor of the poor. And so this is the lady that was doing the cooking. I put some money in, put it on the table and said, you can't do that. She smiled and pushed the money back and said, no, thank you for coming. You've taught us how to prune so we can double our income. Wow, I was hooked for this type of stuff forever. And it was just that humility of understanding that, oh, I can now provide for my family better. This was down near the Afghan border, very, very hot. We walked in the village and this guy was just sitting there. You could just tell, very depressed. Because again, education went away when the Russians went home. Very little education. And so we taught him about pruning and we left equipment in the village and off and running again. So we came back 3 years later and this guy comes running up to us. It's like, whoa, what do we do? And he goes, can you come visit our orchard? Sure, we can do that. So as we start walking up to his orchard, big smile on his face, and he goes, look, that's my middle daughter. She has shoes. Look at my older daughter. She's now going to school. And so he started to say that he and his wife now have enough apples that they can take it to the market and sell it for money. And also, he was now a happy father being able to take care of both of his children because of the simple thing, I call it simple thing, of teaching them how to prune, which doubled their income. And so this is not only economical opportunity, but we're seeing social change. I see social change. I'm not sure how you'd determine that, but here you're seeing social change. Cool stuff happening. Guy in Bishkek, his name's Dastan, was making juice, but he could only process it for 3 months because the fruit went away. So he called up and said, can we come to the United States? Sure. So we took him around to show him all the fancy storage places in Washington and Oregon. 1 year later, he now has a state-of-the-art storage facility so he can now hold the fruit. He can now save the fruit, and now he brings in fruit and vegetables and onions and potatoes, and now is making lots of money doing that. But he also has the ability to juice almost 9 to 10 months of the year. And he now has a second storage facility and a new juicing facility. Very happy. We went to a place called Bragan, Belarus, only 300 miles away from Chernobyl. The bar across the road says that's very active radiation, so we have to stay on this side. So we did. This is a guy by the name of Jory, and in the back is his name, Tatiana. Big fellow, very, very happy. We stayed at his house. We're not sure if we're supposed to do there. And he walked in. We showed us our fireplace. It was leaking in three places where there was smoke coming out of it. Not sure about that. And so when he fixed us lunch, his hands happened to be black. But that's okay. You know, he's a nice, happy fellow. But what really got us to us is you can see his wife back there. They have 220 electricity, and she was arcing the two wires to light the gas stove. So we decided that we're going to go out and prune instead of staying in the house. We're not. Oh, the electrician came three times to certify his house, and he went away three times because the wiring was wrong. But hey, just a few fun experiences. Challenges, what we've seen in Kyrgyzstan and Tajikistan is that there's a disease called bacterial canker coming in, very, very bad. And so we're having to start to spray there. We've had to teach him how to prune. We've had to teach him how to graft. In real conclusion, we've been to Tajikistan, Kyrgyzstan 19 times. Lots of opportunities if anybody wants to teach pruning. Spent about 1,200 days there. We've reached over 23,000 people. Visited 400 villages. We've actually had donations from master gardeners, from growers of over $20,000. Because once they see the pruners, it's really exciting. This is kind of the key, is that if we can get them to prune, it'll double their income. If we get them to fertilize, it will double their income. If they can take care of pest management, it will double their income. So simple things that we take for advantage has a great opportunity for very, very poor villages using simple things such as that. Plus, we've seen Tajikistan, over 65% of the orchards and 75% in Kyrgyzstan now being pruned. So if anybody wants to do a farmer-to-farmer, a two-week opportunity, you'll love it. You'll never forget it. Lots of opportunities are out there. And it's called USAID Farmer-to-Farmer Programs, or for exactly what we have here. Thank you very much.